Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet. Toes. Come on. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another first-run bald movie. Again, still back, good to be back in the theater, and we got to see a quintessential summer blockbuster. Marvel's back at it. They've been confined to the small screen for three series, and they got the itch to bust out, and they busted out with the Black Widow prequel. It's not really a prequel; it's a flashbackwards kind of fill in the gaps movie. And what did you think of it, Jim?
I mostly liked it. I think the standouts for me are not the main attractions, probably, or what you would think. I would assume the main attractions are, because you know I like me some ScarJo,
sure.
But also whoever it is, I haven't seen her before, but whoever it is playing her sister in this,
yeah,
is fantastic. I really, really enjoyed her performance in this movie.
Yeah,
David Harbour is awesome as well.
Florence Pugh, who was in Midsommar. Did you see Midsommar?
I did
Midsommar?
Not.
No. Oh, okay. Well, she was delight. She's the best thing about that movie. And
okay. Well, she did it again here. Because I found her to be very charming, very funny. And
tons of charisma.
This movie, you know, it's got a couple of flaws, and I'll probably point those out when we get to spoiler stuff, but for the most part, I thought, you know, it's a fun action movie, and it's I mean, the message like isn't super resonant with me. It's about like a girl who never had a family growing up, and it's all about family. I don't know if you like Fast and Furious, probably like this.
Yeah, this is a little bit of a live action Incredibles. Did you ever see The Incredibles?
I've never seen An Incredibles. No.
God damn it. Fuck me. That's a good animated film. And it's a good live action film with a little bit more violence, a little bit more trauma all around to the families involved. But I liked it. I will say that here's the thing. I'll say two things. I was scared because I thought this movie starts off very charming. And then it kind of falls asleep for about 25 minutes or so.
Yeah.
And I got real bored and I'm like, oh boy, there's people that were blowing a bunch of sunshine up this movie's ass because I guess they just really miss Marvel movies. Cause I've read the glowing reviews and I'm like, this movie kind of starting to suck. But then once it kind of gets going again, I don't know why. I'd have to really sit down and think about why the first act of this doesn't work. But
they
like,
really
once
try
it gets
and punch
going,
it up too, right? It's not like there isn't action. The first like third
just,
of this movie
has the problem is
of
you just don't care. You have no reason to care, and that's one of the big flaws is there's no real tension in this movie because you know everything kind of broadly turns out okay for the protagonists.
Yeah, it has to. I mean, every time ScarJo's running from an explosion, you're like, well, she's not going to die in this one.
Right, right. And it's not like you would really have that, but I do think that, you know, adds a little bit of something because you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, having said that, I thought that was really effective. I don't know. I don't know why it didn't work, but once it starts working, once the full cast gets ensembled, it really started clicking and pretty much held my interest from that point forward. So if you're in the theater like 20 minutes in thinking, Jesus, what did I sign up for? What is this? just hang on.
Yeah,
but
it's
here's
really,
the second thing.
Yeah.
Cecily hates this movie and she was so excited for it. And I don't, maybe that's the thing is she was super hyped. All the stuff that we're talking about, the family and I thought the humor really worked in that Marvel kind of way. It does. All that stuff just didn't work for her. So I respect her opinion, obviously, as an entertainment consumer. But
We were talking earlier today, I think maybe before our Loki podcast, and I was trying to put my finger on why I don't like some of the Thor movies, like Ragnarok, for instance. Mm-hmm. And I came down on, like, I just don't like how dumb of a character Thor is. And then I watched this and I see David Harbour essentially kind of doing a Thor alike in his humor, you know, the big dumb loaf kind of thing.
Thinks a lot of himself.
But I like it here. And I can't tell what the distinction is. Maybe, I don't know, Hemsworth, the ego is there, right? They're both very full of themselves, but it's working with David Harbour. It's not working here. I will say the movie really gets going when David Harbour shows up, like you said, when the team gets together. But it's not like he makes the movie either. I think like the movie decides that it's going to start getting its ass into gear once David Harbour shows up. But everybody is working on the rest of this movie. It's not like, oh, I only like David Harbour in this movie. I liked everybody.
Yeah, but I do think he is the turbo boost into the motor because he just has an enormous amount of chemistry. And that's the thing is, like, I thought the Natasha and her sister, they had really good chemistry, yes, too. It's just, you're right. It's just, I just think that, like, there wasn't a reason to care until the family started getting together, because it's just some random, like almost like a Marvel TV show of episode of the week where it's like, well, Black Widow's going to go on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she gets this package that we don't know what the fuck it is, and she doesn't know what the fuck it is, and okay, so she had 2 hours of figuring this shit out, really? But then the family gets together and, like, oh, this is why this is important. We find out more about, because that's the other thing, is like Black Widow's had a bunch of question marks about, you know, what it was her life like before, and, you know, they fill in some of those blanks and you start caring.
Yeah,
but that's the thing, is the first about fourth of this movie didn't give me a reason to care, and I started really drifting. But that, again, it really recovers.
It does.
Did you watch any of the various after credit scenes?
Various? I watched one.
The one is at the very end of all the credits?
I don't know. I saw one. If there are more than one, then...
Okay, well, I don't want to spoil it for people.
Okay.
Okay, we'll talk about that in the spoiler section.
Yeah.
Anyway... do you have any other non-spoiler thoughts about this movie?
God, no. I guess we're going to talk for 4 minutes on this non-spoiler podcast. I don't know. I mean, is there anybody who needs a non-spoiler review of this? Like, hey, it's good. No, I enjoyed it. Scarlett Johansson's awesome. David Harbour, awesome. Pugh is awesome.
It's as good as any other Marvel, except for there's like a 25-minute stretch. It's a little slow.
And it seems ultimately pretty inconsequential. I will say, like, some people were saying, well, the continuity is kind of there. You're going to see some impacts maybe in the future of Marvel. And I think that's possibly true.
Oh, for sure.
I think there are some larger things that this movie gets into that you will definitely see come up later, because without spoiling it, characters from other places in the MCU show up, specifically one character.
Yeah.
That. And will certainly be important going forward.
And it is kind of wild to see the machinery fully clicking, where the TV shows are, it's like a big concert and there's a beach ball going in the crowd, and the TV shows bouncing the ball to the movies and the movies are bouncing it back to the TV shows.
Uh-huh.
And it's just all woven together so tightly. And the big gamble is, can they make people care about people like Hawkeye? Like, is it going to, that's a big ask for me.
What is it? The Eternals, Shang-Chi. Can they make me care about anything Marvel's got coming up is the question.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that just feels a lot, you know, it's like, you know, shit, it's been 10 years. You want me to care about a whole bunch of new characters, and there's no Iron Man in it. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What are you trying to do, Marvel?
You know, for me, they've never really made me care about any of it because I'm not a big comic book guy. But for the comic book people, they're intensely interested.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else you want to insult the audience for before we move into trailers and then do some spoiler talk?
Nah. I'd probably have to think a little while for it.
Tell them to move out of their parents' basements and, you know, start using some speed stick and go out and talk to the
I'm in a basement right now. I don't feel like that would be appropriate.
I was going to say. surrounded by your nerd shit.
Right.
All right, well, let's move on to trailer talk then, okay?
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless, gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I don't think we discussed this trailer before. It's Aretha Franklin's biopic, Respect.
Have I seen this? I might have seen this trailer like years ago.
That maybe, because the thing is there was so much stuff like The Kingsman. This trailer has haunted my dreams. I've been seeing it for 2+ years now. I don't know.
I think I saw this one a long time ago before COVID. Maybe they were going to release it and it got delayed. But yeah, I'm interested. I like these things. I know they're not always accurate, but
I know
they are very fun to watch usually.
Dude, me too. What is it about a musical biopic? I think I've seen every single fucking one. I've seen the parodies of them.
I haven't seen the Elton John one yet.
Rocket Man.
Yeah.
But this looks good. Jennifer Hudson can really belt it. I think she's going to make a great Miss Franklin, a great queen. I love this shit. So I'm definitely going to see it. Moving on to, like I said, Kingsman. This isn't a new trailer. It's the same old trailer, but they spiced it up by putting interviews with the cast and crew, or with the cast in their costumes, which I made things like, did they raid the Blu-ray materials for this to try to make this a little bit more interesting for us? But
no, I imagine what happens is they're shooting the marketing materials and the film all at the same time.
That's what I'm saying. And they're just like, we can't fucking trot out this trailer in good conscience again. We have to, like, you know, we gotta steal from the 4K edition.
Yeah, I don't know about the Kingsman stuff, because that's old. I got the Jungle Cruise treatment on that stuff.
Okay.
The Rock. And
before we move on to Kingsman, though, I just want to say that I'm less interested in the Kingsman than I was before the pandemic, and I don't know why.
Oh. Because I liked the other movies. I'll see this.
Okay. I did,
I'll,
too.
I'll say I saw the other movies like after they came out, though. It wasn't like a day one kind of thing.
I just don't know. I feel like I really liked how gonzo the Kingsman got, and I don't see how you're going to work like Elton John doing Kung Fu into a prequel set right after World War One or in the middle of World War One. It's just, I don't know. They're rebooting the grim, dark sequel. I don't want that palette in my Kingsman.
Anyway, yeah, that's true.
Disney's Jungle Cruise.
Oh, yeah. I got an interview with The Rock and Emily Blunt, and they were talking about how charismatic they both are.
They very, very much charismatic.
For sure. For sure. And I have no desire to see this movie. And my wife turned to me in the theater and said, geez, Disney has really figured out the formula, huh? Because she wants to see this like day one. So,
well, tell your wife that me and Cecily will take her in take her to the movies, because we both want to see this. I mean, come on. They're remaking The African Queen. With The Rock as Humphrey Bogart, and except for it's also got the steampunk Marvel Cinematic Universe sheen to it.
Sure.
Fucking Jesse Plemons is playing a Nazi U-boat commander in some kind of Amazon river. You're not in on this, really?
I liked seeing Jesse Plemons, and I really thought the stuff they did in the woods with the monsters was cool. There was some really inventive effects work there. But yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a formula adventure movie. I still haven't seen the Jumanji movies. So
Well,
I've got some catching up to do before I see Journey Jungle Farm thing.
I'm excited because I saw both of the Jumanjis. I thought they were fucking rad, and
yeah, so I
would like to see another. I would like to see more of this. The Rock in his big dumb outfit. It's just
stupid hat.
It's just so fun. It looks like a lot of fun. So, mm-hmm. That's it for the trailers. Like I said, a bunch of old stuff.
I saw so many different trailers than you.
Well, I thought you just saw two new ones.
Yeah, two new ones.
Because I saw a bunch more trailers. I just didn't want to, it's like, you're going to talk about old for the 13th time?
No, I'm talking about Space Jam. Have you seen Space Jam?
No.
Yeah, I had a whole ass trailer for Space Jam.
Well, okay. I've not seen this trailer. I hear it's got the Iron Giant in it.
Oh, maybe. I might have missed him.
I mean, does it have just like a cavalcade of like big battling things in it?
Maybe.
Okay, maybe I saw the wrong trailer, or maybe
different trailer. Okay. This one was much more focused on like the story of the thing. It wasn't a teaser. It was like, hey, here's how, you know, these kids get kidnapped and he gets transported into Toon World or whatever, just like the original Space Jam. And then
He's
got to play a game of basketball against this other bad team, just like the original Space Jam.
Uh-huh. The Monstars.
The Toons are there. It's 3D, though. It goes from an animated style to a 3D animation at some point.
So they take it Pixar, huh?
They do, yeah, with 3D Daffy Duck, 3D Bugs, 3D everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, that was interesting. I don't think I'll be seeing this. I have no affection for Space Jam. I never saw it as a kid.
Oh, I saw it as, I guess, probably slightly too old for it, teenager, but I really like Michael Jackson. I was like Michael Jackson or like Michael Jordan.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was still like in that 15, 16, where I was like, yeah, I'll fucking watch. And it wasn't great. I remember being like, huh. This is the novelty of Michael Jordan gamely playing basketball with cartoons. But yeah, I think I was a little too old. So
I think people of a certain age are really jonesing for this. So
yeah. And, you know, more power to you. I hope it's everything you dream of. And I think it probably will be.
Yeah,
I think it probably will be. So
it looked all right.
What else?
That was it. Respect was the other new one that I thought was new, but I think I saw it years ago.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that's it. We have a full spoiler review that we're going to talk about, and I got a lot to talk about in this movie, but you have to be a club member or a patron to listen to it. You can get instant access if you go to support.baldmove.com and pony up for that premium content. If not, we'll see you on the next one. We're going to be back the end of July for the Green Knight. Very stylish, very slick, very, you can feel the quality oozing out of the trailer, the cinematography, the lush visuals. We're going to tell you what we think about it again at the end of this month. We'll see you then.